This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Much of South America is dry again this week. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The dry weather is good news for farmers who are looking to wrap up harvest and also receive some relief from recent flooding. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather patterns in South America.
Looks the same whether you're looking at the 1 to 5 day, the 6 to 10 day, or even the 11 to 15 day. Now there is some rain in the very southern portion of Brazil in that 11 to 15 day, but that's where some of those flooding issues had occurred previously, and that's the area that, if you remember last fall, they were struggling to get planted because of some of those excessive rains. So that is something to note. Not that there's a lot of production left in that area to work on anyway, but that is something to note. Argentina, for the most part, does look fairly clear. The 1 to 5 day does have some rains across the southern portion of the country, but nothing too substantial. Same thing in the 6 to 10 day forecast. 11 to 15 day does see it move up a little bit to the north and east portion of the country, but still the areas that are harvesting should be able to continue to move without any major delays.
McBride said harvest in Argentina continues to progress.
We're getting to the point of almost done on soybeans. 87% complete, 90 is the 5-year average. So they're working. We're working right through on the corn. We are sitting still behind the 5-year average at 42%. 5-year average is 50%. So it's still moving a little bit slower. It looks like they'll finish up the beans and then put everything into the corn that's left out there over the next couple of weeks here.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.